Hello and welcome back to the Wild Expansion podcast. I'm just going to be so real with you right now. So I was having a really high vibe day, you know, doing all the right things, working out, eating right, meditating. And I wrote out a script for what I wanted to talk about on this podcast, which is called Softness. And then I was about to just effortlessly, you know, record this podcast episode that I wrote out. And it's just so funny because I was so aligned. And then as soon as I went out the podcast, I gave myself a break. And here's what I did. I just scrolled on my phone and watched random TikTok videos of funny humans doing funny, stupid things. And I just had the best like laughs. I think it's actual medicine, like laughing and doing things that make us feel good. And just, I'm sharing that with you so you know I'm not always meditating and off my phone. I think the phone can be really good for things like making yourself crack up by watching funny videos. Oh my god, it's just the best medicine, isn't it? Like laughter. So then I sat down to record this podcast episode and I noticed that my charger for the MacBook was not working because I live with a little mischievous tiger called Cleo, who is my cat. And she must have nibbled her way through the wire. And it's so funny because I noticed myself starting to feel frustrated and tight again, not soft, like what I was going to talk about, softness. So it's just funny how the universe gives you exactly what you need. And the universe gave me that situation to help me grow. So I noticed myself getting tight, not soft. And I had to consciously allow myself to soften and just realize that this is life. Life is full of constant challenges that are testing our nerves. And yeah, so, you know, we're sort of all told that we should be happy all the time. But the truth is, every single day we are faced with challenges and pain and suffering. So we're all carrying a battle, but it's just about remembering to come back to that place of softness by being warm and gentle to yourself and just know that shit is gonna hit the fan every day. You know, we're not meant to feel happy all the time. We're meant to experience every emotion. So just allowing yourself to sit with that and being kind to yourself and your thoughts and whatever you're going through right now. So we'll finally start the podcast topic of softness. So we always feel wonderful, well most of the time we do, once we take a massage, a good nap, whenever we hug someone, a warm bath, a funny comedy. We feel so wonderful after any of them things because it helps us to soften and release and just, it distracts us from our minds, wandering thoughts about our problems and allows us to just relax and feel warm and feel so good. It just allows us to release and surrender, take a break from our worries. So often if you do a guided meditation at the end of yoga class, you'll notice that you will be invited to just soften. So like do a scan of your body and just notice if you're holding tension or tightness anywhere and just soften. So we'll do it now for a little experiment. So just notice how you feel right now. And now just consciously breathe in deep to the belly, allowing your belly to soften. Bring your awareness to your feet, allow your feet to become heavy and soften. Now bring in your attention to your shoulders and just see if you can allow them to relax and fall down away from the ears in towards each other at the back. Just allow your shoulders to become really heavy. Allow gravity to take its course. You might notice yourself moving or shimmying about a little. This is good. It shows that you're starting to relax. Allow your arms just to flop down by your side like a rag doll, really heavy, just surrendering to gravity. Allow your neck to feel really heavy and soft, the back of the neck. Notice, are you holding any tension in your jaw? Can you breathe in some calmness to your jaw? And every single eeny weeny tiny cell in your face, can you breathe in some calmness? Can you relax all the tiny muscles of the face? Just allow all the muscles to relax and soften. Whole forehead, feel it completely melt, relax. Corners of the mouth, soften. Lips, soften. And outside of the eyes, gently lift. And just notice how much different you feel now that you have did a quick softening exercise. How good and juicy does it feel to just soften? And this is our natural state right now, actually, to just be soft, be still, just be, not do. And we learn this by looking at nature. If you have a pet cat like me or a dog, you'll just notice how relaxed they are and just in the present moment. They aren't worried about what BBC News said or a regret they have. Even the trees and the grass, everything is just soft. It just is. So why should we be any different? Being soft, being still is where we thrive. It's how we enter the present moment. It's how we open and expand our heart and connect with others. And if you think of tightness in the body, tightness, constriction in the body is dis-ease in the body. So softness is ease in the body, and we all want to live with ease, don't we? And then dis-ease. So what causes dis-ease in your life? I don't know about you, but for me, it's things like watching the news causes dis-ease. Believing in horror stories causes dis-ease. Allowing negative thoughts in my body causes dis-ease. And whenever we have so much dis-ease in the body, that causes constriction and prevents oxygen getting to all of our cells, which can then, if we don't have enough oxygen, this can lead to us feeling really tired and lethargic, and it actually does cause illness. It makes sense, doesn't it? Like disease. So essentially, in order for us to be energized and healthy and live a life full of softness and ease, it's important we do things that allow us to soften. Like watching lots of funny TikTok videos or a comedy that you love, giving hugs, just living a life that you love. Going outside, walking in the grass in your bare feet, thinking loving thoughts of gratitude for everything you currently have in your life. Softening is just such a beautiful state of surrender. And often, you know, we hear about the law of attraction and how we can manifest what we want with our vision board. One key step, though, when it comes to actually manifesting and the law of attraction is to be non-attached to the outcome, to not be constricted or tight, but to really let go and surrender. Like, I manifest people that I want to be in my life whenever I let go. And that is how we manifest anything we want. And it can be really, we think it can be difficult to let go. But it is so, so easy. You're just letting go and you're just being. One thing that I have recently worked through is like codependency, where I constantly want to be with somebody and feel valued and be with somebody all the time and feel like my happiness is dependent on other people. And I've let go of that. I've tried to let go of constantly needing to be with someone and being disappointed if somebody cancels their plans. Whenever you let go of expectations, honestly, life just gets so good. And you can soften by asking yourself, right, what can I do now to bring myself joy? Knowing that you don't need anybody or anything to give you softness and ease in your life. It's only a gift that you can give yourself. So anytime someone cancels plans, it happened to me today, for instance, because somebody I was meant to meet was basically has to go into self-isolation. And instead of like just feeling sorry for myself, I've treated myself to the most beautiful self-care day of going on walks, cleaning up, going to the gym, just showering, meditating, and thinking kind thoughts. Thinking kind thoughts to ourselves is the most beautiful gift that we can give to ourselves. So instead of treating yourself with cold thoughts of a Cruella de Vil that lives in all of our minds, why not see if you can strengthen the voice of someone warm and soft in your mind? Treat yourself like you're royal and have a voice in your mind that treats you that like you are royalty. Because people will treat you how you treat yourself. If you start treating yourself as royalty and everyone else around you with respect, you're going to start attracting more people into your life that treat you also just as respectfully as you would like to be treated. So really just, you know, be soft in yourself, be gentle with yourself, and think thoughts that you know will make you feel good, make you feel at ease. So as you do this, you might notice that life will just start to get easier and you will be able to be more resilient to deal with whatever challenges life throws at you each day. Like your cat chewing up your charger for your laptop. You'll be able to have more compassion and just know that everything is happening for you, not to you. And we know now that everything that triggers us is our biggest teacher. So anything that we get frustrated about, it's a good thing because it shows us that something is coming to the surface that needs to be healed. My best friend Shannon said this to me a few years ago in secondary school and it really triggered me. It was, Mayra, you come into this world by yourself and you leave it by yourself. You know, you have to look after yourself. And this really annoyed me because I was constantly seeking validation from others. I constantly was trying to prove my worth of love. I just wanted to fit in and be accepted. And that statement really annoyed me and scared me. Like, I didn't want to end up alone and I don't want to be by myself. And it's only now, it's taken me 27 years to really understand that statement that yes, we do come into this world by ourselves and we leave by ourselves. And that's why it's so important we become our own best friend and treat ourselves with warmth because we are stuck with ourselves for our whole life. And the question isn't how long are you going to live? It's are you living a life truly worth living right now? Are you living your fullest expression of life right now? Do you feel wonderful right now? And if you don't, are there any changes that you can make? Because in 10 years' time, you'll wish you made the changes now today. I think it's very helpful to think about your 80-year-old self and consult with them in your mind, like, right, what would you like me to have achieved at the end of my life? And consult that older, wiser version of yourself to help you make huge life-changing decisions or any decisions. And one thing also, a common thread, is that people that are really successful in life and are happy, they sort of delay gratification and they think about the long-term vision for their life, their goals. For instance, people who are saving instead of splurging all their wages, or gifting themselves a gift of a nice pension whenever they're older, or people who only allow themselves to indulge the odd time on treats, are so much healthier and fitter in their later years. So think about the long-term vision of your life and what you're doing today affects who you are tomorrow. So it's not too late to make any changes. It's never too late. Now is the perfect time, and that's a beautiful gift with life. We're constantly recreating ourselves, and just like the seasons of, you know, spring, summer, winter, autumn, we're constantly shedding our skin of things that no longer serve us. We're developing, we're growing, we're creating new chapters. Nothing is staying stagnant. We can literally do, be whatever we want. And a great way to get to where you want is through ease and softness. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be challenging. That's just a limiting belief if you think that is the case. You can have all the success, love, happiness in the world that you want through ease and grace. Often that's the most fun way to get there. So what I invite you to do right now is to find a quiet place, light a candle, put on some music, and just journal out what you want to let go of and surrender to create more ease into your life. And if you can, burn this letter. It really helps show that you're letting go of things that no longer serve you, and soften as you create space. And then write out a list of things that you're calling into your life. If you can dream big, what would you want right now? What would your 80-year-old self want for you right now? Because life is such a gift and we get to do whatever we want with it. We can create as much change as we want. And I think, well, for me personally, life is about laughing and having fun as much as I can. So remembering that you can reach success through fun, laughter, ease and grace. So do anything that makes you feel good, that brings you joy, that brings you softness. Laughter, I think, is the best medicine. And just a reminder as well that you aren't supposed to feel happy every second of every day. Every single emotion comes up. Emotion, energy and motion is just all about how you deal with life's challenges. So doing things like journaling, lying in the grass, walking outside, speaking warmly to yourself, eating nourishing foods, thinking nourishing thoughts, decluttering, and just focus on working through all the shitstorms, knowing that you have it, and try and find humour in it. You know, sometimes if you don't laugh, you do cry, so just try and find the humour in things and be around people that make you feel so good. I'm at the stage of life right now, I never thought it was possible to feel like this, but it's like I'm just so content with how everything is. Like, I'm so happy and content overall. Obviously, you know, shit does hit the fan with me regularly, but like overall my mind is quiet a lot more of the time than it used to be. And I think just creating that warm voice in my head has been really helpful in feeling like this and just being so gentle with my thoughts. I don't know if you have heard of Matthew McConaughey. I'm sure you have. He's like a really famous actor. But he said that anytime he got too comfortable in life, He created change because he knew that in order to grow, he had to put himself into discomfort. So even though I'm very content right now, I think it's so important to have goals to help us go into the discomfort if we want to grow and evolve into our soul's highest expression. Like, we all have so much potential, us human beings, and we can decide if we want to just learn from our mistakes and move on quicker to help us see just what we are capable and potential of. So that is all for this week's podcast. I really hope that you enjoyed it. Please share it on social media if you did, and tag me, Myra Patricia. And yes, I love hearing your feedback, and sending you so much love as always.